Welcome to Postcast tonight as the Utah Jazz defeat the Houston Rockets by the final score of 110-89. What did the Jazz do so brilliantly on the defensive end? What allowed Donovan Mitchell to get rolling? And what did they do to Eric Gordon? Those are all the things we'll talk about coming up on Postcast next. Today's show is brought to you by The Store at 6200 South and 20th East for all your holiday shopping. Feel free to stop by and visit The Store in 6200 South and 20th East. All right, so the Jazz get a good win. So let's just talk about the quality of the win. Chris Paul doesn't play. James Harden actually gets hurt and leaves the game with 5 minutes left in the game when they're making a run. So is this a big win in the sense it's a breakthrough? Do you feel anything about that? Or you just look at this and say, wow, you never thought you were going to win in Houston this year, so you take it.
Well, it's a win. It's a win. I think that being shorthanded, the Jazz should beat them. Jazz are considered, and you consider them as well, to be one of the better teams in the Western Conference or in the NBA. So if they lose to a team like the Houston Rockets, who's a very good team, probably, the third, fourth best team in the NBA right now, shorthanded, then, you know, what does that mean for the Jazz? So they came out and got the job. Only scored 100 points, but they got the job done.
So let's get to that. The Jazz only allow 89 points tonight. James Harden got cooking a little bit. Nobody else did. Harden had a very good first quarter. What did the Jazz do so well defensively now?
What they were trying to do, it basically was to try to stop James Harden. They were trying to take the ball out of his hands. They were double-teaming him, especially in a short clock, forcing him to give the basketball up. But fortunately for the Jazz, Eric Gordon had a terrible shooting night. I thought he was going to be the one that would end up stepping forward. You thought Carmelo Anthony was going to be the one that was going to have the big night.
I thought Carmelo Anthony was just going to shoot a lot.
Going to shoot a lot. Well, and he scored a few points here tonight. But I thought Eric Gordon's play really hurt them and to the point where it put a lot of pressure on James Harden.
All right. The Jazz win this tonight 100-89 over the Rockets. There's a bunch of aspects to what happened tonight, but the headliner is Donovan Mitchell's 38 points. What was different about Donovan tonight?
I think once he made that first shot, you know, and he was able to get to the basket a couple of times and score. And then sometimes you get into that into the rhythm, and it just snowballs from there. So the great thing about what he's doing now, he's not shying away from anything like so many guys do when they're not scoring or they're not shooting the basketball well. They'll like Ricky Rubio, I think, right now. He's passing up
Ricky's
shots because
Ricky's
struggling a little bit. Yes. And Donovan hasn't done that. And I'm sure he's had long talks with Quinn Snyder. As a matter of fact, you heard Derek Favors says that we all have been talking to him. And so and he's one of those guys that listen and try to get the job done.
One of the key things on Donovan is how much his teammates like him.
He's a great kid. How can you not like him?
There's some stars that enter in the league and you're not sure you like him if you're his teammates.
You know, how big a star is he?
Pretty big.
Yeah, he's so.
He went to Shanghai and, we went to Shanghai and Beijing this summer. We go everywhere we go. There's Donovan jerseys. He's pretty big.
I'm going to put this out. He's made a name for himself, that's for sure. And he's a star. But how big a star is the one that he still has? I think he has a little ways to go.
Oh, sure. He's going to be one of the great stars of the league, but publicity-wise, there's a monster that is Donovan Mitchell that he has been created that he now has to deal with. Yeah. That monster at times is friendly, and that monster at times is not friendly, and tonight it's good for him. And it's going to be, I think we have to remember how young and inexperienced he still is in this career. He's a second-year player. Kevin Durant's comments jumped out to you the other day. That was a guy who's been through it and clearly knows something.
Absolutely, and I hope Donovan heard that, because he realizes, because he's been through it, the pressure of that second year in the league, that sophomore year that everyone talks about, because Donovan surprised everyone. And now he's not a surprise anymore. Now the defenses the best defenders and all of those is focusing on you. You just have to learn how to get it done.
So this game is not necessarily the best indicator of who Houston is, because they were without Chris Paul tonight. I don't think you want to overstate it, but there were some things that, because of that, were done well. One of the things the Jazz did tonight was when Michael Carter-Williams was on the floor, they doubled off of Michael Carter-Williams in a collegiate style to get James Harden. If Michael Carter-Williams was the closest guy to James Harden, the Jazz doubled.
Yes.
you know, it's a minor thing, and it's probably something that won't work in the playoffs, but that's where the Rockets were, and that's a coaching staff that took the time to prepare a game plan specifically to tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the coach's job, and he has a lot of assistants that study film, and they know exactly that Michael Carter-Williams is a 25% three-point shooter, and they got the job done. He did not make – he made 1-3, I think, early in the ball game, but, you know, they stuck with the game plan, and it worked. But, you know, this Houston Rockets team, as you just mentioned, without being everybody being there, if everyone was there, their game plan changes as well. You know, so, again, you know, it was a good win, and it was a win that the Jazz had to win.
All right, one thing that is going on is that Ricky Rubio has not started the year well. He's 1 of 8 tonight. I think he came in 6 of 24, so he's now probably 7 of 32. And he's one who cares so passionately that it bothers him. I don't think he can roll out of this the way Donovan can. He's also not going to go take 25 shots. What needs to happen for him?
I just hope he doesn't tighten up. I just hope he continues to take. We're talking about the offensive end, to take shots when they're there. He doesn't necessarily need to force shots, trying to make things happen. He's not that kind of player. But those open shots, he just keep taking them. Sooner or later, that confidence is going to come back, and where he's just freely letting it fly, and he's going to knock them in. The big thing is making plays for his teammates and not turning the ball over. That will keep him on the floor.
Well, the Rockets were without Chris Paul. They were without James Harden for the final 5 minutes. Eric Gordon had a bad night, which interesting, by the way. I think Eric Gordon, he did have a bad night, certainly 1 of 12 from 3. He shot 34% against the Jazz in the playoffs last year. So Rudy Gobert's impact inside bothers Eric Gordon. He does not get to the rim. He starts shooting those floaters. And I think that impacts him more because he didn't shoot well against the Jazz last year in the playoffs.
Well, Rudy bothers a lot of guys. And Gordon is one of those guys that likes to drive to the basket and score in the paint. But he's also a long-range three-point shooter there as well. And if he gets it going, then he's awfully tough. Can be awfully tough. I mean, as you know, I've watched guys work out before the ball game, and he's taking 30-footers with ease. You know, he's working out with John Lucas, but he just – it helped the Jazz tonight that he didn't have a good night.
Final note for you. It's a minor, tiny thing, but the Jazz had both Rudy Gobert and Derek Favors with 4 fouls, and Epe Udo came in, played 3 minutes, and in those 3 minutes, the Jazz were +3. That's what his job is, but it's a subtle little thing like that that changed the game late in the third quarter when the Rockets were kind of making a little surge and able to get things going. Thanks very much for tuning in. This has been Postcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.